The noise continued while I was muted.
Okay, so let's see. How about Sherry? Can you mute for us, #1? And it still sounds like somebody's scraping paint off the bottom of a boat. Okay, so Sherry, it wasn't you. So now we got to move to Texas. What about Susan? Are you still there?
I'm still here, and it's getting worse. I'll mute.
Mute your phone, please. Okay, what about, how is it with Susan not on the call?
Scratchy. It's still there.
I'm hearing it.
It's still there. Okay, Susan, you can unmute, and now Alberto, can you mute with #1?
Sure. I am doing #1. Hold on.
Okay, now Alberto's gone, and suddenly everything's...
No, it's still there. It's just, it comes and goes with frequency.
Yeah, it's still there. You're right. Okay, Alberto, you can unmute now. Okay, let's go to New York. I will mute now.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. This could be a problem.
Huh? It's the chair, isn't it?
It was my phone?
It is your phone.
It's your phone. Yeah. Are you on a cordless?
I'll just mute then.
Jamie, are you on a cordless?
No, it's a phone at work. It's some internet type phone.
They always cause interference. Skype doesn't work with these teleconferences.
Yeah, it's not Skype. It's a real phone. It's just connected not with a phone line, but with an internet cable. For some
yeah,
reason.
And there you go.
I've been told it doesn't work. Can you get
the
phone?
Why don't we? I don't know what to tell you. I'll just mute.
Can you grab a different line at your location?
I really cannot, no.
Jamie, why don't you carry to the stack?
Actually, no, there is a different phone. I'll get on the phone in about five minutes.
Okay.
Our Paul, can you chair in the interim?
Okay, I can manage that.
We're actually moving. We're about the time to get a report from WPFW. Thanks.
Okay. All right, then the next item would be the... wait a minute. I'm hearing it.
Okay. Yeah,
hi.
It's back.
Okay, Jamie's gone.
No, Jamie's not gone. He's muted.
Oh, that would be interesting if it's... Okay, that can happen. All right, let's press on. What is it? Okay, I just forgot what's plugged in.
#1.
No. What budget?
WPFW.
WPFW. Okay, let's go to the WPFW budget. Campbell, you're here. Can you tell us anything about it?
Yeah. We've had a curious situation. I've only received the information from Efren yesterday and didn't have opportunity to review it, didn't have it in time to go over that at our meeting. What I've been getting from staff has been the old format, and there's just been a problem with cooperation and whatnot. And I think that as the roles are clarified, that the finance committee plays, the LSB plays, and the NFC play, as these are accepted, I think that we'll be able to move forward. I don't think it's rocket science. I shared with the committee some time ago off-air revenue strategy that should net us another $72,000. I don't know if anyone had opportunity to review that, but I tried to put it in the format, or our committee put it in the format, such that it could be analyzed and would be subject to the kinds of questions that are raised by everyone. I had gotten the information as to what the interests of our general manager were from him on July 1st, and he had indicated that he didn't want any more duck races or anything like that, that we had to put out a lot of money for. but would want to go with things like the Dick Gregory program that we had at the Washington Historical Society. And that one didn't cost us any money, but made us a fair amount of money. So what we looked at was replicating that and doing some other things that are really within our capabilities to a great extent, and also supplementing that with some other dealing with some revenues from town hall meetings and, you know, and also doing the training in the community that we should do. And everyone should have that. If you don't, I can certainly email another copy.
Okay. Campbell, is there a budget, though? Anything on the budget front?
On the budget front itself, no. As I was saying, we just got that yesterday. We just got that yesterday in the configuration that we're using now, and I've been trying to get that since, you know, July. So I sent Lucetta sent a an email that she had responded to from our finance committee. WPFW noticed that I had sent out on that, and she had raised some issues, and so I had responded to that and also pointed out the situation that our finance committee is in. And I'm trusting that we can move forward. I think that in terms of having participated in all of the, NFC conference calls along the way, that should be very helpful. And I've had when I've had discussions with Efren and folks in the national office, they've been extremely helpful. They've responded to the questions or concerns that had been raised by our GM, and so I've been able to provide that information to them. And, you know, I think that other than that, the only thing we come to is, you know, the accusations that were not backed up at all about confidential information being spread far and wide. And I don't do that. I've been in banking and finance long enough to know what to do. And then the latest one yesterday was about, you know, in effect, plagiarism. And I don't do that. You know,
all right, Campbell. So the bottom line here is, you got a draft FY10 budget yesterday.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Haven't had an opportunity to review it.
Can the NFC see it?
I beg your pardon?
Can you send that to the National Finance?
Oh, sure. I'll go ahead and send it. But remember, it's being sent sight unseen virtually.
Oh.
But right, I will send that that's no problem.
Okay, if you could do that ASAP.
Can I be
okay,
on the
who
stack?
Was on stack? Who was asking?
Uh-huh. First of all, I don't quite appreciate that kind of report to the committee when the general manager can't defend, deny, or admit to some of these statement. Secondly, I was at a meeting in July or thereabout where there was a finance committee meeting and nothing came of it. In addition, I reported to you before now that a budget was sent to the national office. That came back to us from Efren because he wanted it to be balanced, and we have some major problems. There's some major problems between PFW and the national office. And I remember asking the CFO to liaise with those two offices to find out what exactly the problem is, and we're still waiting on that. And if you remember, that should be in the record somewhere.
Stack, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, who else wants to be on stack?
Alberto.
Okay, Alberto, go ahead.
Is Jamie off now? Paul?
Jamie's back, actually.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
He's back. I'm on the stack.
Is the static still problematic?
No,
Jamie,
it continued
okay,
on the
Jamie,
data.
Were you off? Were you completely off the call for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, it was here big time.
Okay, so it doesn't seem to have to do with my phone.
Well, while Campbell was speaking, for the past 6 minutes, we have had loads of static. So if you were off for the last 6 minutes, it ain't you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, sorry. I guess, well, I walked in a different building with a different phone system. Okay.
It's going on still, so.
Well,
so
I guess we'll do the
I'll hand the chair back over to you, Jamie.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul, and thank you, Campbell. And let's see. So the next person.
Was me?
Was Louise? You were finished your comment, right?
I mean, only to add that if you're going to take these kinds of reports, then you have to have the general manager on this committee.
Gotcha. Okay, all right, thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
And let's see, Alberto.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to point out a couple of things that I remember, and I think that we should proceed from that perspective. Last week, I heard that there had been interaction between the local business manager at WPFW and Ephraim at the national office.
Correct.
It is obvious that there's activity happening as it relates to the crafting, the hammering, the banging out of the WPFW budget. If that is the case, I highly recommend that our CFO connect with Ephraim and find out where those discussions are at, having heard that we are working at WPFW in the old form, and Ephraim is obviously working in the spreadsheet with the formulas in there, and that maybe by next meeting date, Ephraim can forward something more concrete than what we have today, and we obviously need the guidance of the CFO in helping the process along at WPFW. We cannot continue having this different perspectives on the whole budgetary process, because at the end of the day, it is basically the same that we've been working on, and we will be able to figure out what will be WPFW's for the budget for the coming year. So we need some assistance so that the National Finance Committee begin working with something that is coming out of the WPFW National Office discussion.
Okay, well, I'll forward the budget that I received yesterday from Ephraim.
This is Grace. I have some input about this.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, Robert West, the business manager at WPFW, is actively working at this point with Ephraim on the budget. Robert is having a great deal of difficulty with the budget template, and I've heard this same complaint at least two or three other stations. So the template seems to, which was created with the intention to make the budget input process easier, actually seems to be making it more difficult. So that's something that's going to have to be ironed out.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Grace. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the stack for PFW. So we've walked through the status of the budgets that all the four stations that we've not approved budgets for. And let's see, we have a couple of outstanding questions before us. The first is, when do we meet next, shall we start looking at, say, the WBAI budget as it stands now, or should we wait till it goes through?
Next Tuesday, sir. Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday. Pick it up again next Tuesday.
I'm speaking. I heard your comment. Or should we wait? You know, should we not work that fast? Do we wait for the LSB or the BAI Finance Committee to deal with it, which may be made complicated by the fact that the LSB has a very difficult time doing anything given the disruption? That's another issue before us.
Another different thing is, what do we do now that the fiscal year is going to end and we don't have budgets for almost every unit here? We probably need kind of a continuing resolution.
I think, yeah, Alberto, I think, hit that
so,
on the head.
If it were me, I would prefer, I mean, we'll do what the committee prefers, but as far as what do we do next, when do we meet, I would prefer to meet this Thursday and discuss the BAI budget as it stands now, because I'm not confident that there's going to be any sort of facile LSB approval process that's going to, you know... If we wait for that, we could be waiting for a long time. That would be my preference. So why don't we first decide when we want to meet next? I'm proposing that we meet this Thursday. Some people would like to meet on Tuesday, which is a perfectly valid point of view. So I imagine Alberto has already stated his objections to meeting this Thursday.
It is not an objection, sir. It's a suggestion. I'm not objecting to your thoughts.
No, I understand. It's perfectly reasonable to have a difference of opinion. I myself,
Brian,
I'm eager to get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Okay, let's see, Brian.
Well, I agree with Alberto that we can't sacrifice due diligence to speed. I think we have a lot of budgets piled up that we need to go through. And frankly, if all we have on Thursday is a WBAI budget that we could take a first pass at, that's probably enough to fill a meeting, and we might as well get it done sooner rather than later.
Hear, hear.
Hopefully, we'll have resolved our issues with KTFA's budget by then. I can't make promises because both people involved are very busy, but I think the one thing we do know about is going to be enough work for the committee to take up.
Okay, that's Brian. Anybody else for this issue of to meet on Thursday? Or
I'd like to know when is the KPFA budget going to be ready? When is the KPFK budget going to be ready? Estimates as to the timeline. And also, just to give you a little tiny bit of information, there is nothing but the audit committee scheduled on the KPFTX calendar for Thursday. That's the only committee meeting scheduled.
Hi, hold on one second.
Uh-oh. Chair's invaded somebody else's office. Well, while the chair is doing that, let me say, geez, I was hoping on Thursday I could get together with LaVarne to really go over the budget, but I suppose if the committee must, then we must.
Our Paul, you're disappearing.
Oh, I just... When I said if the committee must meet on Thursday, then it must, I suppose. But I was just saying that I was hoping to meet with LaVarne on Thursday, but we can push a... See, the thing is, LaVarne's going to go away. So I can't hop on a jet and go out to Berkeley to meet with her on another day, so I have to meet with her when she's in New York. I think the chair is having a an issue with using somebody else's office. So what I'm going to
I'm back. I'm back.
Okay. We were talking in your absence about Thursday or not, and I was just noticing that if I'm going to meet with LaVarne, she wants to meet on Thursday, so I'll have a conflict.
It would be difficult for you to meet with her and also meet with us perhaps later.
I think she wants to do it in the evening. I don't think she wants me there at, like, you know, the middle of the day and come home. I think she has to... I don't know. We could try and work it out. As I said, if the committee feels it needs to meet on Thursday, I would live with it, I suppose.
Okie dokie. All right, thank you. Another element of complexity. We can't just wait till Tuesday, I suppose, but it seems like...
Jamie?
Are there any other comments? Cam?
Yeah.
Campbell?
I've got a conflict on Thursday and, you know, a long-standing one. And I think I'm inclined to go with what R. Paul's saying and what we're Alberto is saying in so far as you know, getting it done right, that we would have a continuing resolution and you know, move forward in that way. I think that that's the most responsible way to proceed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Campbell. All right. Well, then, I'm not really sure what we should do. Why don't we vote on whether to meet Thursday? And if we don't meet Thursday, then we'll meet Tuesday. Tuesday will be our next meeting. But if we decide to meet Thursday, then this Thursday will be our next meeting. Okay.
Quick question, sir.
Yes.
Would there be any problems with giving notice?
Yeah, we're supposed to give 7 days notice when feasible, I believe is the language of the bylaws.
I have no problems. I'm just bringing it up. We don't want to get challenged.
I mean, I don't. I don't know. R. Paul, I believe, is more of a savant in the area of notice.
Brian here.
I would say that if we really need to, you know, you have to have your priorities. If we really need to have the meeting on Thursday, we should not be too worried about notice problems because. We're probably not going to pass the budget on Thursday. We're just going to get preliminary looks. And so if absolute worst came to absolute worst and that Thursday meeting got nullified, there wouldn't be any motions coming out of it to be nullified anyway. So I would say the 7 days notice thing would not affect what would happen on Thursday.
Okay. Okay, let's see. I heard Brian. Before Brian, I'd just like to actually, I'm going to change my position here. I'm looking at the BAI budget that I was sent, and it still needs to have included in it the comparable forecast numbers for the year. So it's not, it would be a little confusing to review it. Go ahead, Brian.
If we can't get that by Thursday, there's no point in committing for it. Our Paul said, what was the other thing I was going to say?
Okay, well then, why don't we just, I'm going to withdraw this motion to meet on Thursday then. So we'll plan to meet next Tuesday, and hopefully in the interim, R. Paul, you will have been able to meet with LaVarne, and I'll be able to make that meeting as well, and we can get this budget into a, you know, get those comparable numbers in so that the committee could look at it next Tuesday. Or we'll review KPFA or K next Tuesday, or perhaps both. In any event, after we get those comparables in, I'll send it around and look at it.
Jamie?
In their spare time. Yes, go ahead, Sherry.
Are we going to address Susan's motions tonight?
Yeah, I'm hoping to, after we deal with these items.
Okay.
So if there's no objection, our next meeting will be next Tuesday. Okay, hearing none, that's what we will do. Okay, the other question is, what do we do about not having a budget in place at the beginning of the fiscal year? This is something I need to take the committee's advice on, as I really am not that well-versed in what needs to be done.
R. Paul for stat?
Yeah, go ahead. R. Paul?
Yeah, I would say the thing that seems right to me is simply pass a motion that it's hard to think with that noise, that the stations, that everybody in Pacifica just keep going with what they were doing and, you know, until we get the budget done, I mean, which is what's going to happen anyway. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if we even need a motion for that, but I think that, you know, the stations just keep on doing what they've been doing until the budget exists.
Alberto here.
Okay, Alberto?
Again, we should just call it, you know, make a motion for a continuing resolution that we are advising the National Board that the Finance Committee is not ready to present budgets and that we continue, again, like R. Paul said, that we continue at the same pace that we are doing, right, that we have been going on,
and that soon the budgets will be soon forthcoming as soon as we can finish through the process, and just basically for the board to authorize the continuation of the radio stations and the archives and the national office as per always, as per how we've been doing it. And I really do not have any wording on it, but just, you know, good faith on our part to the national board that we're diligently working and that we are asking the board to authorize the continuation of the services that the Pacifica Foundation provides.
Okay. Brian here. Okay, go ahead, Brian. I think we're confusing matters a little bit. If there's no budget, it's not like Pacifica shuts down automatically. We're not a government that needs an annual appropriations bill. I think the problem is if there are deficits that we should be addressing through the budgeting process, the longer they go without our looking at a budget, the further we dig in. In the past, what did we do? I mean, in the past, this committee did a bunch of things, none of which were particularly effective at dealing with this situation, all of which involved some version of saying, it was mostly in reference to BAI not having an acceptable budget by deadline. They all did some version of saying, you can keep spending whatever you need to stay on the air, but discretionary spending has to freeze. And like I said, none of it resulted in anything. Discretionary spending has to freeze until we see a balanced budget. So I don't know that we need a resolution to this point.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes.
Brian, I can't understand what you're saying. You either have to talk louder or over the noise.
Wait.
He was saying that in the past they have passed motions to allow, in particular BAI, which they have presented a budget that was not acceptable, to continue spending in order to continue functioning, but discretionary spending had to be approved by the board. And he also says these resolutions really were not effective at changing reality in any way whatsoever. So he's not sure that our passing any sort of a resolution would be,
Yeah, I guess the position I'm coming around to is we just got to get cracking on the budgets as soon as possible. We shouldn't.
I agree.
We shouldn't worry about.
Okay. So there will be no motion. What I will do is advise the PNB that, as using Alberto's language, that we're not ready to present budgets. We will be ready to present them soon. And as far as we're concerned, stations should continue spending as they have been until budgets are.
Well, you should be able to present KPFTs and hopefully
right.
more by then.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, as whatever it is. Okay, so that's what we'll do. Okay. All right, so now we're ready to go on to the next agenda item for this meeting, which is the motions presented to us by Susan Young. Susan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Okay, so... Yes, Susan proposed three motions. So for cash management and reporting. So why don't you present them? I guess we can go through them one by one.
Sure. I can't remember which NFC meeting it was. It may have been. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. We spent some time talking about how to deal with debts to the national office. And part of the conversation went to, and this has been seconded by, some of the KPFT PNB members, that what we should probably be looking at is, rather than what the debt is that stations owe, that we should be looking at what is the aging on payments that are due, so that we can make sure that and back up the national office in assuring that cash is where it needs to be able to keep the system and its parts, have appropriate liquidity where it needs to be. I am following up also on what I think was our Paul's recommendation, that at this time we don't look at you know, the question of trying to bring everybody current, but rather that we be in kind of emergency mode and making sure that we're making the necessary payments as timely, or that we have a plan to catch up with currency on necessary payments. That's what the first motion is about. Proposed motion regarding critical payments. The national office is requested to provide information to the National Finance Committee regarding critical payments foundation-wide, upcoming and potentially in arrears, to include but not limited to the following: Democracy Now!, FSRN, insurance, leases, CPB disbursements to stations, legal payments. And one of the things, let me just add, one of the things I've been concerned about is that I think it is one of the responsibilities of the National Finance Committee to have information about, give oversight to, what the you know, what the liquidity is and what the currency of payments is that the you know, for the foundation as a whole. So I think this is an important matter that we need to be taking up.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Question from the chair, from the secretary.
Yes.
Okay, in the copy I have, this is probably because we're going cross-platform and stuff, it says limited to the following, and then it has Democracy Now!, FSRN, that list. I have question marks in front of the list. Is there something that's supposed to be there? Or?
No, it's just it's bullet points.
Bullet points, that's probably, okay, thank you.
Yeah, for me it turned out to be clubs, like, you know, the ace of clubs. Okay, so yeah, these are bullet points. I'm wondering, Susan, if there needs to be some sort of, you know, date here. It'd be good to have this information in place by the PNB meeting.
I'm perfectly pleased if we give a deadline, that it would be great if it could be in place by the October 4th board meeting. But that may be too ambitious in light of all the work that needs to be done on budgets.
Yeah, well,
October 10th.
You could certainly make a request. For me, I'm wondering if the in-person meeting, the 9th of October, is more realistic.
Let me ask you this. Could the NFC at the in-person meeting have a briefing or a discussion with the CFO regarding this, so that it's not just coming first to the board, or is it the entity that should be looking at this?
Probably not. It would probably be just for the board, but I mean, you know.
Hey, that's okay.
If we got it sooner, you know, we could, but if we get it there, that's what we have.
Okay, then I would like to amend the motion to add to be available at the by October 9th at the in-person PNB meeting.
Okay. Available by October 9th at the PNB. Okay. That sounds good. Are there any other comments about this motion?
I do.
Okay, Alberto?
A question, more importantly, you know, on that particular resolution, one of the factors, and I would like for the Finance Committee to dwell on it, not necessarily to give an answer right now, because it's a very important answer, or it's a very important function. You know, one of the problems is that when you're dealing with all the items that Susan listed, most of those items are billed to the national office, and then the national office charges back to the local stations. And at that point in time, and at that point in time, the local stations will then supposedly send a check back as part of the chargebacks on the responsibilities that the national office has to move that money forward onto our creditors. And I think that we need to, and there's an issue that came to my mind that's pending, that came to my mind that has to deal with health insurance payments. And I'm just wondering if we can ponder, the National Finance Committee can ponder how we can deal with situations where we are trying to do, the national office is trying to recoup the money and move it on forward out to our creditors, but a certain station, any one of the five or the six units, does not send their payment in. And is there anything that can be done to cause payment, regardless of the cry and hue that there's no money in the bank account? I just want to bring it up because we need to think about that as we're dealing with the National Finance Committee on this whole issue, sir. And that's all I have to say about Susan's motion. I think it is a good motion, but I think that there's a trailer there that goes into each one of the local signal areas. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair, if I could address that.
Yes? Go ahead, Susan and then Brian.
Yes. What I'm trying to do is to pierce the veil of who owes who what. The important thing is that we be current or understand how to come current on critical payments. And we need to know where those obligations are, not be surprised about them. You know, there was recently a question about who could afford to pay the renewals for insurance across several stations. It's important for us to know that. The next motion goes to, and it is in relationship to AI, but it might very well be appropriate for A and W and any of us, is that when an station gets to be in arrears in its payments to the national office, either its regular payments or in its paybacks for advances, that a priority be that station make current payments, not retroactive payments, but current payments, so that the debt, if you will, is not deepened. But the first motion is, I think it's important for us to know what are the payments that are critical out there. You will recall that we did not know that WBAI was behind months in rent for the office and for the Empire State Building, and we need to be aware of exactly where those payments need to be made.
Okay, thank you, Susan. All right, let's see. Next on the deck is Brian.
Yeah, I just want to weigh in briefly to support Susan's motion. This is the one area where I feel the most in the dark about Pacifica's financial condition. It was news to me that we were behind on payments to Free Speech Radio News. I found out about that through a fundraising letter from Free Speech Radio News. And that seems really backward if I'm a member of the committee that's supposed to provide financial oversight. So that concerns me a lot. The money we give Free Speech Radio News is restricted money that's supposed to be spent within the fiscal year. So if we've already spent it on something else, we may have problems. So I think we as a committee need a more detailed accounting of what's owed. Like, I want to know how far in the hole WBAI is with its bills so I can have a better idea of when it's going to be in a position to start catching up on payments, internal payments to Pacifica. At this point, where cash flow is the nearest kind of existential threat to Pacifica, I think we definitely need an aged
the age table accounting.
Okay, well, thank you, Brian. Okay, are there any more comments about this first motion by Susan?
Am I getting this correctly? This is just to have a report on outstanding bills.
It says, Grace, what it says is upcoming and potentially in arrears. Critical payments, foundation-wide, upcoming and potentially in arrears. So in my mind, it would include payments that are owed, but also that are upcoming. Is that your meaning here, Susan? Paging Susan Young.
Excuse me, sorry?
Yeah, Grace asked, was this just payments that are, overdue payments that we haven't made? And I responded that it seemed your language included overdue payments, but also would be upcoming payments.
Correct. Upcoming payments as well. And, what I want to understand is, are we going to be in a position to make necessary payments, for instance, during the upcoming quarter?
Okay, thank you, Grace. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any more comments about this motion? Okay. I will read it to you one more time. Well, would the committee like me to read it? Because y'all should have it.
I'd like it if you read it one more time.
Call a question.
Okay. Proposed motion read critical payments. The National Office is requested to provide information to the National Finance Committee regarding critical payments foundation-wide, upcoming, and potentially in arrears, to include but not be limited to the following: Democracy Now!, FSRN, insurance, leases, required CPB disbursements to stations, legal. And this is to be available by October 9th at the PNB meeting. So that's the motion.
Well, okay, that's an amendment at the end.
Okay, yeah, that's an amendment. The line to be available by October 9th at the PNB meeting is an amendment.
And my impression was that was to be inserted after, it would say the National Finance Committee is requested to provide information to the National Office, provide info to the National Finance Committee, and then plug that amendment in there. That was my impression.
Okay, that would be fine. I don't think it matters really where the...
Okay, fine, but...
That's a good place. You could put it in commas.
Yes.
I'm fine wherever it is.
Okay, so are there any objections to this motion? Okay, are there any objections to the amendment of adding October 9th at the BNB meeting?
Common consent.
Okay, there's no objection to that. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay, no objection. So that motion passes without objection. Very good. Okay, then we move on to motion number two, Susan.
Okay, I am staying muted. Hang on a minute. Okay, the next motion is proposed motion read WPAI payments to National Office. And let me just comment here that this may be appropriate as well for K&W. Management is instructed to have WBAI make current budgeted payments to the National Office. That should be so as to halt increases in debt to the foundation and bring operations and budgeting into balance.
Okay. Management is instructed to have BAI make current budgeted.
This reads now, management is instructed to have WBAI make current budgeted payments to the National Office, so halt.
So as to halt.
What? Can you read that again, please? I don't understand it.
Management is instructed to have WBAI make current budgeted payments to the National Office so as to halt increases in station debt to the foundation and bring operations and budgeting into balance. The copy I sent lacked the words as to. It's supposed to have the words as to.
So this is pay your central services as they come due.
Yeah, I guess that's what this is saying. Yeah, you know
what I
would like...
I guess it's also the bill back.
Pardon?
Bill backs, like insurance, the things Alberto was describing.
Well, budgeted payments, what does budgeted payments mean?
Well, actually, there, as I understand it, there are two sets of those. And one of them is the bill backs, and the other one is the national office, the fee national office.
Central services.
Exactly.
So is budgeted payments would include, maybe we should make that clear. I'm not sure exactly. This motion is somewhat less clear to me than the other, so I don't want to suggest it.
Sure. I don't know whether one is more important than the other.
How about we say current central service payments and bill backs to the national office?
Sounds great. Excellent. Thank you.
And also,
do you want to insert the words as they come due?
Sure.
Because I don't think you want it to be read as saying come up with $1.2 million and back central services immediately.
That's
right.
Okay.
I would assume
I do not want it to be applying to the back payment.
Current. Yeah, sure, as they come due. That's fine. So current central service payments and bill back as they come due. To the national office as they come due. So that's one amendment that people want to vote about that. You know, one thing that would add to this motion, I think, is if we also request reports. I don't know, you know, requesting reports is something of a fool there sometimes, but I would like to know if those payments are not being made. I think it's very essential that we know it right then, you know. I agree with Brian. It's alarming that we find out stuff, not in a finance meeting, but you know, one bookkeeper talked to another bookkeeper who talked to somebody else who told you that we haven't been making our payments. You know, that's not a good way for things to work. So I would like to request that we get.
Can I ask a question?
That we get a report if payments are not being made. I would like to amend the motion to say another sentence. NFC requests that management report promptly if these payments are not being made by any station. I think that captures what I'm trying to say.
Could you read that again?
Yeah, I'm suggesting an amendment to the motion to add another sentence. NFC requests that management report promptly if these payments are not being made by any station. Okay, so that's what I'm suggesting. But anyway, we had a question by Suzette.
I think I just wanted to comment on the notion that we didn't get information, and particular reference was made to the situation at DAI, but I thought there were reports coming through, just that we probably didn't ask the right question.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make it clear that we would like people to tell us if payments are not being made. In the past, you know, that information is definitely not been forthcoming at the pace it looks like. I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on anybody. I think we should set the expectation. We should be told. Recently, we had a situation. My understanding is, I don't need to get into it. I hear your concern. I basically what I want to do is set the expectation. We should be told if stations are not. Because that's really, you know, as we find out, that's a really critical problem. Okay, are there any other comments or questions about this motion?
I, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yeah. I have the original thing that you're talking about as part of the main motion, and I have your amendment there. So just letting people know I sort of incorporated that because it seemed like the motion was actually getting constructed before. So that we have, it says, make current CS and bill, we'll make current central services and bill backs to national offices they come due is in the motion.
Okay, that's fine. So we can just try to pass it at one swell swoop kind of thing.
Well,
unless anybody has a problem.
Yeah, we can do that.
No objection.
Are there any comments? Any other comments or questions about the motion? Okay, so then,
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Did somebody speak?
Yes, Alberto.
Alberto.
Yeah. We need to make sure. Oh no, hearing a reverberation. We just need to make sure that central services is a priority for the local signal areas to chip into the next office and keep it going. That's it.
Okay. Well, do you think that the sentence that I added about requesting reporting is not helpful?
I think that we should be able to try and collect before much time goes by, but it is helpful, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, well, let's see. Our Paul, could you read the motion as you have it then?
Okay, the main motion I have is management is instructed to have WBAI make current central services and billbacks to national office as they come due so as to halt increases in station debt to the foundation and bring operations and budgeting into balance. And then there's an amendment that would add the NFC requests that management report promptly if these payments are not being made by any station.
Okay, so that's the amendment. So why don't we go for a vote on the amendment? Or is there any objection to that amendment?
I'm just worried that we're setting up Pacifica's CFO for a horrible conflict when she breaks news to the GM at WBAI.
It's an interesting situation. Okay, did I hear Grace?
Yes, could you please repeat it? The whole
thing? Yes, management is instructed to have WBAI make current central service payments and bill backs to the national office as they come due, so as to halt increases in station debt to the foundation and bring operations and budgeting into balance. Then the amendment that I made is that NFC requests that management report promptly if these payments are not being made by any station.
Okay.
So right now we're reviewing, is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, I don't hear any objection. So is there any objection to the entire motion as amended?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto?
I just want to point out that there's a possibility that we are going to be in the same boat with another radio station pretty soon, just to let you know that what's good for one is good for everyone. You know, what's good for one station is good for all the other stations.
Well, do you object to the words that singles out WBAI?
No, I'm just saying that pretty soon we might have another station in the same boat.
Okay, well, but do you have any objections to this motion then?
No.
Okay, so I don't hear any objections.
I think that Alberto is correct that we should make this for more than not just WBAI.
Okay, so we would change that wording. Management is instructed to have all units.
I would make that an amendment, substitute wording.
So substitute the words all units?
Yes.
Okay, we have an amendment to substitute the words all units for WBAI in the first line of this motion.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that? No objection. Okay, so is there any objection to the entire motion? Okay, no objection. Motion passed. Way to go. Okay, one more motion.
Okay, can I interject one quick thing?
Yes.
It's extraneous, but I am sending out the pledge drive, the KPFK pledge drive totals, as of this afternoon to the PNB and to the National Finance Committee. Just for your info, I'd like to request, Brian, that you find out what the pledge drive totals are currently at KPFA and send them to the same list. Is that possible?
Sure. They're lousy. We're halfway through the drive, but it's somewhere in the 400s right now.
Okay, but can you please send those to the board? And to the National Finance Committee? At least to the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could send them to us, we could send them to the board.
Yeah,
okay.
we really need that information.
That's true. It's good to keep tabs on the drive that they're
yes.
ongoing. Okay, thank you, Grace and Brian. Let's see. Now, moving on, Susan, are you still with us? Susan Young?
Susan Young.
Dr. Young. We're finally getting to your motions. You can't disappear now. I can't believe this.
Pound one.
Susan.
Maybe she needs to be awakened.
How could she fall asleep in the middle of such exciting parliamentary...
Can you read the motion, Mr. Secretary?
Jamie?
Yes?
Are we having a closed session tonight?
No, there was one notice, but I put it on. I put it there just in case we needed, but we are not. This is the last item, this last motion.
I have been sitting here saying yee-haw and one thing and another with my phone muted.
Oh.
Having an absolutely great time by myself.
Oh, man, you missed me. We miss you.
The last motion is, and I don't know that it might very well be... unnecessary because the auditors should be coming in. We should be preparing for the audit soon. I am requesting that the National Office prepare a balance sheet for the system for September 30th, 2009, which is the end of fiscal year, and have it available to, I said the NFC, but have it available for October 9th. For the October 9 PNB meeting, I think is really more appropriate.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Let's see. LaVarne, is LaVarne still on this call? I haven't heard her.
I think she left. She said she was going to leave at some point because she's been doing 20-hour days.
Okay, let's see. Well, Grace, do you know, is this a reasonable request? I actually think it would be very good to have a balance sheet at by Houston. That would be very helpful to tell us how we've moved since last year, but I don't know whether it's reasonable or not, frankly. Grace, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. Send me the information. And I'll ask the National Office Finance staff if it's reasonable or not. With all the extra work being done on the budget, it may or may not be reasonable.
If I may interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't say whether it's reasonable or not, but, you know, the way all the numbers shift around within the cells when you adjust budgets, I mean, a lot of accounting software allows you to generate and infinite number of reports, so depending on, you know, how things are synced together, Efren may be able to do a balance without it being, you know, the nightmarish proposition of cash paperwork. You know, it kind of depends on the software as much as anything.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Yeah, they're closing their books on the fifth day of the month now, and that's a simple great claims report. Our business manager spits them out at the same time as the income statement for me.
Okay.
It doesn't require hand compilation.
Right.
So basically, you guys think that this may well be a reasonable request.
Hey, if they can't do it, they're not going to do it, but we might as well request it.
Okay.
I honestly think from a report generation perspective, most accounting software is set up to give you a wide variety of reports, including the balance sheet. So if the numbers are there, you should be able to do it.
I have a question for the committee with regard to this motion. It'd be useful to compare a balance sheet for this September versus one for last September, which basically is what's in the audit, as I understand it. But my impression is somehow the audit numbers, you know, it's not clear that this will be comparable to the audit for whatever reason. I mean, is that a reasonable expectation that it would be comparable to last year's audit?
You know, the problem is we book our pledges on a cash basis.
Yeah.
And then when the auditor goes through at the end of the year, he looks at the unfulfilled pledges.
He does an accrual basis.
And accrues them as a receivable, and that goes on your balance sheet.
Right.
So some parts of the balance sheet are not going to match up. The cash should match up to the dime.
Right. Okay, well, okay.
And the payables should be an easy comparison as well.
I recall from reading one of the previous audits, they do account for that in terms of like a, you know, an auditor's footnote that receivables and
approximate
return on those.
But also, Great Plains should be able to... I mean, you should be able to give Great Plains a date and get a balance sheet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mean, when it comes to report generation, you should be able to say, show me this September 30th, show me last September 30th, show me the year before September 30th.
I concur with that. All accounting software works that way. I mean, yeah, it really, you know what I mean? It really shouldn't be a big issue from the basis of generating a report. It's the underlying, you know, value of the numbers that are in there.
Okay, so you're saying that if we want a comparable document, the audit will have comparable in some manners, but not in others. If we want a completely comparable document, they have to generate their own balance sheet.
Correct.
All right, well, that's helpful.
Mr.
Well,
Chair?
Let's see. Is there any other objections or, I mean, comments or questions about this motion?
Question?
Yes, go ahead, Arfal.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the wording right, no matter what we do with it. So it's been changed to say to have it available at the October 9th PMB meeting?
Yes, have it available by October 9th. How about let's say that?
Well, okay. To have it available by October 9th.
Yes.
Don't you want to mention the DSB meeting in there somewhere?
Okay. How about have it available by the October 9th PNC meeting?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Did somebody ask to be on the SEC?
Alberto.
Go ahead, Alberto.
I just wanted to point out to you, Mr. Chairman, that the balance sheet is basically a very simple snapshot of the organization on November 30th.
Sorry, Alberto, you're breaking up a lot.
Yeah, whatever phone you are, it's not very good.
Okay.
All right. So are there any... So we can do this quickly. The National Office is requested to provide a balance sheet for the system for September 30th, 2009, to have it available by the October 9th PNB meeting. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none,
and
the motion
after
is
September 30th, 2009, comma, and to have it available, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, we'll try that one more time. The National Office is requested to provide a balance sheet for the system for September 30th, 2009, and to have it available by the October 9th PNB meeting. So are there any objections to that motion? Okay, hearing none, that motion is adopted. Okay, and I believe that brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. So we have a lot of action items out there. So we'll be meeting again next Tuesday night. Hopefully we'll have stuff. We'll have stuff from at least three stations.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of privilege of the assembly here.
Yeah.
We need to find out what this wild noise is we're getting and make sure we don't get it again. And so, how do we do that? Who's going to ask whom about this?
Okay, I will ask John. I would ask our technical director about it, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I heard a motion to adjourn in there. Is there
second.
Any objection to adjourning this meeting?
Yes. I have moved. 3 seconds.
Okay. You don't want to adjourn?
No, do.
Okay, you do. Okay, great. So is there, hearing no objections, the meeting adjourned?
Good night.
Good night.
Everyone.
Good night.
Thanks.